Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This weekend, I'll be on the radio in Columbus, Ohio, and because this is the age of the internet, you could tune in if you'd like to. Coach Dave Live, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Past the Salt Radio. I'm so excited to be on Coach Dave's show. It's been maybe a year or so since I've been on that program, and he is a hero of the faith, fighting the good fight. So that's coming up. Montana's personhood effort, their website is montanaprolifecoalition.org, and it's such an honor, it's such a thrill, it is so humbling that on their homepage they have, wow, pro-life strategies, and they urge everyone, please take time to check this out, pro-life strategies that kill unborn children. When you click on pro-life strategies, you come to focus on the strategy, and they're hosting it there embedded on their video, montanaprolifecoalition.org. If you can support them, please do. They have an effort. They're one of 10 states around the country that have efforts now following Colorado's 2008 personhood amendment effort. We just lost sound in the studio, but hopefully that's okay, and hopefully we're still on the air, so I'll just continue. I know what it is. It's a demon. Somebody get an exorcist. Come out! Come out! There it is! Get it! All right, we got the demon out. I used to do that on Charismatic TV whenever there'd be a technical problem. We were on 80 charismatic TV stations around the country for some years, late night, midnight to 1 a.m., from Honolulu to Orlando, Florida, quite a few full-power 5-million-watt stations. I think we were on 5 satellite stations every night for an hour, so people with backyard satellite dishes, C-band, and other smaller dishes, and about 80 cities around the country. And most of it was charismatic. Now, I pastor Denver Bible Church, and we are sort of Baptist. We're not Baptist, but that's the closest. We're closest to Baptist. And people say, you're against charismatics. I married a charismatic. So how could I be against charismatics? I married a charismatic. On our honeymoon, I asked Cheryl if she'd promised to never again speak in tongues. No, I'm only kidding. I didn't do that. I didn't have to. So anyway, no, we're not against charismatics. We're for everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, even regardless of our doctrinal differences, as long as people recognize that Jesus Christ is our Creator, our Savior, our God. He's the second person of the Holy Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But still, we're on Charismatic TV, and I'd sort of take jabs at him by trying to cast the demon out of the phone system. And it was a great time was had by all. And now we're back on TV, Friday and Saturday nights in the Denver area only on Channel 53, the old home, the flagship station of the Bob and Your Live TV Classics. And boy, that show is just a crack up. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's either Channel 46 or Channel 53, depending if you're over the air or on cable in the Denver metro area, the greater metro area. Okay, so here we are at montanaprolifecoalition.org, and on their homepage, and a couple ways to get to this link, you get to pro-life strategies that kill unborn children, to focus on the strategy. And just before airtime today, I had the honor and the privilege of viewing the first 10 minutes of Focus on the Strategy 3, and it's in post-production, and I'm ecstatic. It's being done, post-production work is being done by Controlled Burn Media here in Denver, and Focus 3 is just, I'm just so thrilled, and I'm thrilled for all the people who are a part of it. There are a number of people who are in the video, make cameos in the video, and it's going to be powerful. So that's Focus on the Strategy 1 and 2. If you've never seen these, you could see Focus on the Strategy 2 online at AmericanRightToLife.org, or you can call them 1-888-888-ARTL and order it. In fact, I suggest getting the combination, both DVDs. Of course, you could get it from our website also at kgov.com or calling us 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So Montana is one of the states around the country with a concerted personhood effort. We're thrilled to be involved and to support them from a strategic perspective, giving them ammo from scripture and from history, pragmatic, take a look at what has failed for the last 30 years, and let's set a course for victory. So that's exciting. By the way, we got a call from John Lofton. He's a host of The American View back just out of Washington, D.C. He's with the Institute on the Constitution, has his own weekly radio show, and he told us that our order of 100 DVDs of Brian Rohrbaugh speaking back in D.C. back earlier this year is on its way. So that's exciting. If you recall, Delegate Don Dwyer from Maryland stated that after hearing Brian Rohrbaugh's talk on pro-life strategy, that he will never again support any supposed pro-life legislation that ends with the words, "and then you could kill the baby," like parental consent, 24-hour waiting periods, informed consent, and so on. He will never again do that, and it's because of Brian's talk, Brian being the president of American Right to Life, that he introduced Maryland's first ever personhood legislation. And Don Dwyer is part of the National Personhood Movement, which key organizations in that are Judy Brown's American Life League, American Right to Life, Personhood USA, co-founded by Cal Zastro and Keith Mason. And so anyway, exciting things happening all over the country. And please be involved. It's your battle. It's your fight. If you are a Christian, this is your fight. Do you think, who was it that led the fight to end slavery? Was it the atheist? Oh, yeah, it was the atheist. Over there in London, it was the atheist, right? No, it was William Wilberforce, evangelical Christian. In America, it was Christians like Harriet Tubman who led the fight to free the slaves. And today, this is our fight. This is our fight. Don't expect the homosexuals to do it. They're not going to do it. Don't expect the liberals to do it. To defend children who are being dismembered, slaughtered, don't expect the liberals to do it. They won't do it. They celebrate children having their arms and legs ripped off. Don't expect the Democrats to do it. Sorry, I mispronounced that. Don't expect the Democrats to do it. Don't expect the Republicans to do it. They're just too comfortable. Jesus blasted the publicans 2,000 years ago, and now don't expect the Republicans to do it. They could comfortably coexist with Planned Parenthood for the next 40 years. This is our fight, your fight, my fight. Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you know, Jesus loved the little children. And he said, whatever you do to the least of these, you do unto me. And so our love for the Lord, our love for our neighbor, our love for the least of these, our love for children, our love for the moms and the dads compels us to fight this fight to victory. And so this is our fight. It's your fight. But you don't have to fight it alone. We're with you. And actually, it's the Lord's fight, and we're with him. So ultimately, there will be a victory. All right. What else is in the news? Meteorologists in Arizona are beside themselves. They are reluctant to call a month nice. Meteorologists don't say it was a nice month. But in Arizona, they can't help themselves. They're saying it's the first time since 1913 that they have had this many days of below 100 degree weather, and they're just ecstatic about it. So, and I lived in Arizona, in Tempe, Arizona, worked in Mesa for McDonnell Douglas Helicopter Company, and attended Arizona State University for computer science. And, hey, it was ruthless. It was just ruthless. I don't know how Walt Brown survives there. It was ruthless. But people are enjoying it, in fact, so much, according to ArizonaCentral.com, that they've had the longest stretch of high temperatures below 100 degrees in any June since 1913, and the lower temperatures have actually allowed people to sleep with their windows open and to drive with their arms outside of their vehicles. Wait a minute. That's a mistake. Don't do that. Oh, no, it says right here. In the past 2 weeks, seven people have had their arms clipped at the elbows from sides. No, I'm just making that up. No, but you don't want to do that. So that's exciting. And in fact, before I went to jail, before your talk show host went to jail a couple weeks ago, there was a story about North Dakota. And the news in North Dakota was North Dakota City sees first June snowfall in 60 years. Remember that story? First snowfall in June in 60 years. And then that's according to National Weather Service meteorologist so-and-so. And then Wisconsin broke their 70-year-old record for cold weather in Green Bay. And so where's global warming when you need it? You know, global warming is caused by the sun. And the sun is going into an interesting period now of relaxed sunspots. So we'll see what happens over the next 12 years or so. But hey, just before I went to jail, I got a note here for my show prep. And I don't think I ever did this. Some guy named Obama said that he has saved or created 150,000 jobs. He saved or created 150,000 jobs. That was so sweet of him. Sugar. That was just so. In fact, the Wall Street Journal said that the media is repeating the administration's line that the stimulus has already saved or created 150,000 jobs. Talk about a snow job. Where's global warming when you need it? The media is snowed. The media reports this politician's scam claim that he has saved or created, and they know it's a scam. They know it's a scam. I remember when Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick, and a majority of the members of the media believed the story was true. Of course, they wouldn't report on it, but they just believed it. Because that's who Bill Clinton is. He sexually assaults women, especially subordinates, or women who are somehow vulnerable. Executive privilege for a liberal in high office is he could use his power over weaker females who are somehow in his shadow in need of favors, his favor, he could sexually harass or even sexually assault them and demand sexual favors. And if they were not willing, he could take the sexual favors. And to liberals, that's fine with liberals. You know, they believe in tolerance. So that's Obama. Then we have Sarah Palin on Fox News for the big I told you so. And it turns out that Obama's stimulus plan, they're spending like drunken sailors. And Governor Palin told Sean Hannity, you got to quit digging that hole. And Sean Hannity says, it goes back a little to the campaign. I mean, spread the wealth. And Palin said, kind of a, we told you so. We need to rein in spending, slow down the growth of government. Notice, Republicans, they never say shrink the government, or they say slow down the growth of government, federal health care system. They say national health care system. The Republicans say, well, we have a better national health care system than Obama. The classic line, was the classic line by Bob Dole, or was it Orrin Hatch? One of those. They're the same. They're the same. You've never seen them both in the same place. They're the same person. Bob Hatch or Orrin Dole, whoever it was, said, the Democrats are going toward the edge of the cliff at 100 miles an hour, and we're just saying slow down a little to 80. That is so perfectly a description of the Republican Party. They're just blithering idiots. They're not leaders. They're followers. They follow the Democrats. They're just 10 years behind or so, just like our Christian ministries. They're just a few years behind the liberals. That's it. Can't you see it? Don't you track what our leaders say and do? They're just behind. The liberals are the leaders, and the Republicans and the pro-life industry, they're the followers. You get that, right? Sean Hannity and rocket scientist Sarah Palin are talking on Fox News, and she says, we just need to slow down the growth of government. Instead, Sean, it is the complete opposite. It's expanding at such a large degree that if Americans aren't paying attention, unfortunately, our country could evolve into something that we do not even recognize. And the ever-insightful Sean Hannity pegged it. Socialism? And Sarah Palin said, well, that is where we are headed. Headed? That's where we're headed? I guess she doesn't know what socialism is. I mean, our Republican presidents are socialists. George Bush gave us this multi-billion dollar prescription drug entitlement program. And, you know, the deficit during the Bush years, virtually the entire deficit was the equivalent of his socialist entitlement program that the Republicans introduced. So anyway, she says that, you know, he says socialism, and she says, well, that is where we are headed. And ultimately, it needs, now listen and see if you could understand what she's saying. And ultimately, it needs to be our will, the American people's will, imposed on Washington instead of the other way around. Now, what is that? That's populism. That's populism. The people, you know how conservatives worship the people? Like Vox Populi, Vox Dei, the voice of the people is the voice of God. Well, that's bunk. This is the voice of the people. Listen carefully. Crucify him, crucify him. That's the voice of the people. Even a wicked judge, in fact, arguably the world's most evil judge, ruled an innocent man not guilty. And it was the jury, the voice of his peers, it was the committee, justice by committee, it was the people that shouted, crucify him. And so Jesus Christ, perhaps the only man in the history of the world, just like his birth was so unique, much of the world knows the circumstances of the birth of Jesus Christ, so too his life. And in his death, he is perhaps the only man in the history of the world that was ruled to be innocent. He was found not guilty by the judge and sentenced to death, and that by the voice of the people. When you hear a conservative saying that we need to listen to the American people, you should immediately recognize that you are listening to a fool. You are listening to a fool. Does God's word say, go to the people for wisdom? Look to the majority for counsel? Seek my will in a plebiscite? Or does Jesus Christ say that wide is the way and many are they on the path to destruction? And narrow is the way and few are those who are headed to everlasting life. Of course. And so the people, Sean Hannity says, oh no, we're headed to socialism. And Sarah Palin says, it's so terrible. We need to listen to the voice of the people. What does she think the people are going to shout? The people are going to shout, we want $5,000 tax credits. We want prescription drug benefits. We want, California has 11.5% on unemployment. If I lose my job, I want the government to send me a paycheck every week. That's what the people are going to say. What do you think? The people are stupid? Yeah, they are sort of stupid, but in an immediate, selfish kind of way, they're pretty sharp. And they figure out, hey, I want the government to send me a check if I'm not working. And if it takes me another 8 weeks or 12 weeks or 24 weeks, I want those checks to keep coming. Some people get checks for 30 years. Talk to a guy in jail. He was applying for permanent disability, young guy. And I said, you know how that will ruin your life? He said, yeah, I know. They're not giving it to me. I said, no. If you get it, it will ruin your life because you will live at that level of government subsistence. You will be a loser your whole life. If you get that check, you'll be a loser. And I think of my dear friend who was born with severe handicaps. Well, he doesn't call them handicaps, but he was born with no fingers on either hand and half of one leg. And his family, his parents, with such great wisdom, they never allowed him to think of himself as handicapped. And they always insisted that he excel beyond expectations. And he did. And so I remember the night he was celebrating, he invited his parents over for a mortgage burning celebration at his house. And they were so excited because their son, just 3 years earlier, had bought one of the nicest homes in the city they lived in. And in 3 years, he paid it off. So they came over to celebrate with him. And through their tears, they realized what he had done. He paid off his house, yeah. But he gave them their mortgage, and he had paid off their home. And if he had been born into a liberal family, very possibly, they would have had him in every possible government benefits program, and he would live his life in misery instead of being wildly successful. He writes books for a living, and he sold about, I think it's about now, 2 million books. 2 million books. So he's probably one of the top 300 authors in the country. All right. What else is in the news? 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Oh, yeah, so socialism. Sarah Palin's worried about socialism. Bush did it. John McCain did it. Her running mate was one of the leading liberal senators in Congress. And, in fact, remember during the campaign, they talked about, well, if Obama wins, which of the Republican senators will side with him to end a filibuster? And they said, well, there's really only two or three, and John McCain is a guarantee. So during the campaign, when you were all campaigning for John McCain, we won't hold it against you, just repent. When you were, I was on the air saying, don't you realize John McCain is one of the Republicans who will side with Obama to get the most wicked judges on the Supreme Court? And you guys are upset about Sonia Sotomayor? You're upset about her? She's a Republican judge. She was nominated to the federal judiciary by George Bush. You're upset about her? If she makes it on the Supreme Court, which of course she will, there'll still be seven Republicans. Still, let's go to Denver. Dave, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob. A big fan. Listen to your show. I really love your broadcast.
Thank you so much.
Hey, if we should, the Republicans and Democrats want to end unemployment and all the social problems, why don't they just give every American $1 million, only about $300 million. I mean, they're already $1 trillion in deficit. Why don't they just get rid of all the programs and give everybody $1 million?
Dave, it's a brilliant idea. It's a brilliant idea, but I think your math is off. Right?
How much am I off by?
$300
trillion. Oh.
But it's a brilliant, brilliant idea. Give everyone $1 million.
Uh-huh.
And then you won't have to worry about the social net catching people falling through the cracks.
Right.
Because we will all have $1 million. Now, if the country ever became so insane as to do that, and literally they at like 8 a.m., everyone got electronically deposited $1 million in your checking account. Let me give advice to our audience. Go to the nearest car dealership and buy out the entire inventory.
There you go.
Don't even negotiate. Say, what's the average price? $30,000. I want 300 cars. Here's my check. Just get them. Because within 24 hours, that $1 million will be worth maybe about $2,000. And your cars will still be worth something. All right. Hey, Dave, thanks. Yeah, you got the solution. We got the brightest audience in the country.
Thanks, Bob.
God bless you. Appreciate that. Dave from Denver. Yeah, liberals, the bottom line is liberals are stupid. They're just stupid, right? $1 million per person. Now, Dave said it costs about $300 million. But that'd be if we give a dollar to each person. There's 300 million people in the country. So $300 million, that'd be $300 trillion. So $300 trillion it would cost. And remember, this is so important. Don't tell Obama what comes after a trillion. Please, whatever you do, don't tweet it to him. Don't send him a Twitter message. What comes after a trillion? That was funny yesterday, right? If Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter merge, it's been said it'll be called You Twit Face. That was great. Hey, Maranatha, what a great school, and KGov.com.